Well, welcome back, everyone, to another episode of WTF Walk the Floors. I'm Stephanie Ledger with First Rate Hospitality, and I'm joined with my co-host, Michelle Klein of Klein Hospitality. How are you today, Michelle?
I am doing fantastic, Stephanie. How are you? I know you're traveling.
Oh, yes. You know, nothing like being in the hotel bathroom.
That is just lovely. You know what? We do what we have to do to make it happen. That's what we do in hospitality.
Absolutely. So who do we have joining us today?
So we are excited to share with our audience, Liz Huber. She's the Chief Operating Officer for Extended Stay America. Liz, we are thrilled that you're joining us today. In the role that you're in, I can already tell you, everyone out there, that she has seen a lot and she has experienced a lot. But we're going to go through our normal routine first, before we even get to hear her WTF moment type of story. But we are going to target a very specific topic, which is the exciting hospitality show that is coming to Las Vegas. So Liz, tell our audience a little bit about who you are, what your journey has looked like, and then we'll talk about the show.
Awesome. Well, Michelle and Stephanie, thank you so much for the opportunity today. I'm super excited to talk to you. So my journey in hospitality perhaps started like many others, where I had no intention of working in the hotel industry. I actually graduated from Texas A&M with a psychology degree, which for anyone who has a psychology degree, you'll know that that's not a really awesome degree to get really lots of jobs with, unless you want to go to school more, which
was never my intention. But I'm sure it came in handy in hospitality.
Out very well. It has. So I actually got my first job out of college as a human resources director at a Holiday Inn in Washington, D.C. So I packed up my U-Haul with my dad and drove up to D.C. for like my first job out of college, and was ridiculously fortunate to work for a gentleman who is still my mentor today. And he's really the one who got me into the hospitality industry. So I started in HR. It was a 200-room Holiday Inn in downtown DC. It's no longer a Holiday Inn. It's a totally different brand now. And we had a restaurant that was outsourced. It was a union hotel, and they really just didn't need a full-time HR person. Like, I was bored out of my ever-loving mind. So after about 4 months, I said to my boss, do you not have anything else I can possibly do? Because all the employee files are put together. I do payroll every 2 weeks. Like, it's pretty boring. And he said, hey, why don't you go help at the front desk? And I said, that sounds great. So I moved my desk down to the front desk, and I worked at the front desk for a while. And then he actually moved to Philadelphia to be a GM of a bigger hotel. And I followed him and was a front office manager there and a director of housekeeping. And then I moved to Dallas and worked as a sales manager and as a revenue manager. And then actually I was working for a company called Bristol Hotels and Resorts, which is actually sold to IHG eventually. And so the company sold. And so I left the company and moved up to Baltimore to work for a hotel management company called Meyer Jabara, and ran an independent hotel in downtown Baltimore. So kind of took all my experiences from all the different departments and jumped in and ran a hotel. It was an amazing experience. So I did that for a little bit, and then had an opportunity to move to Connecticut and run a 52-room inn. So I did that for about 5 years. So, and then really joined what eventually ended up being Pillar Hotels and Resorts as a general manager in Atlanta of another Holiday Inn. And so did that for a little bit, and then really jumped into regional roles, both regional sales and revenue. And then I did kind of regional operations. And then with Pillar, I actually ended up staying on and running kind of the sales and revenue and e-commerce department. And then that company was eventually sold to Aimbridge. So I ended up leaving and went to work for BRE and was an asset manager for BRE. So BRE is part of Blackstone. And so they have about, at the time, they had about 150 select service hotels. So I was an asset manager there for 3 or 4 years, and then actually joined Ambridge as a SVP of operations, oversaw about 100 or so hotels across the United States. And then mid-December, I had this great opportunity to join ESA as Chief Operating Officer, which was super exciting to me. I had an opportunity to work with, I currently work with Greg Jusium, which is who I worked for when I was with BRE. And so it all kind of came full circle. So
so much about what you said. So let's address a few things. Number one, the fact that you went through the jungle gym of all the departments, which is one of the most beautiful things that hospitality offers to us, right? 100%. You're able to gain this array of critical type of experience that eventually allows you to either hold your own set of keys or manage a company. Number two, the fact that it all goes full circle, right? Where eventually you end up working with the same people that potentially you started or, you know, you met along 100%. The way. And then I left this one for last because it's really a walk the floors type of moment. The day you moved your desk from HR to front desk, or you moved yourself from HR to front desk, the people at the front desk were like, oh, things are about to change. So that has to have been a great experience right there.
It wasn't like, it was awesome. Like I learned to check people in and check people out and deal with guest complaints and all the things. Like it was an incredible opportunity. And I think it really, I think at that point, that's when I got bitten by the hospitality bug. And I was like, okay, this I love. This I can do forever.
That is cool.
It was great. That is it.
And I love just jumping around to this different city. So you're learning the different markets as well. And then also two of, you know, your employees from in the different areas, you know, also too adds a lot to being able to run a large hotel chain.
Absolutely. I think being flexible, and I was very lucky because I didn't mind moving from city to city. My dad was in the military growing up, so that was kind of just the way of life for us. So to me, it didn't seem out of the ordinary or difficult or anything. It was a great opportunity.
Amazing.
That is so wonderful. That's great. All right, Stephanie, go for it.
Yeah, so let's get into what we have coming up in June, the hospitality show. So tell us what your involvement is with the hospitality show and what you're looking forward to.
Absolutely. So I have an opportunity to actually be on a panel with a couple of other folks, and we're really talking about the evolved workforce. So I think all of us over the past couple of years have realized how much our employees, I mean, really make or break our companies. And so, you know, certainly during COVID, a lot of us had to lay off a lot of associates. And so really, how do we now work with our associates who range in age from, you know, 70 to 17 or 18, right? It's a very, very wide span. So, you know, and each generation has something different that motivates them. Each generation has something different that, you know, makes them want to come to work every day, makes them want to work in the environment. You know, those general managers that are able to create the culture within their buildings, those companies that are able to create the culture within their home offices really is where people want to be today.
Absolutely. And inclusivity, I think, too, where it's not just all the younger generation or just all the older generation, but really having a variety in there.
Absolutely. And I think that's what makes hotels successful, because then I think you can relate to different types of guests and learn from them.
Yes, absolutely. And new ideas coming.
Yes, definitely. Definitely, definitely.
Perfect. Wonderful. So then also too, so this is the first time that AHLA is putting on the hospitality show. So what are you looking forward to just as an attendee?
You know, I have watched them put out the different speakers that are going to be speaking, and I am so excited to hear, you know, there's a rear admiral speaking, there's Kat Cole, who kind of owns her own business. I mean, I'm super excited to hear about, to hear from those folks and to hear their journey, right? And then I'm also very excited to, you know, I think it's a great opportunity to see what's coming out in the industry. We're always looking for better ways to do things, more efficient ways, whether it's through technology or just different systems that are out there. I think it's going to be a great opportunity to learn all those different things. So I'm very excited. I think it's a very unique show. There's not a lot of shows out there similar to it. So I think it's a great idea.
Yes, we can start seeing that the show is very operations forward.
Right, which is unique. Like there's a lot of shows are either top line revenue or perhaps buying and selling hotels like NYU and different things like that. So,
yeah, we're definitely looking forward to it as well. I think that there's two things that we are going to see a lot of, or at least that we're going to be seeking most, is one, what technologies are coming our way and how can we make things more efficient, like you were saying, but also the aspect of how will organizations be able to move the needle from the human side, right? Mm-hmm. So what are those options or solutions that we're going to see on the expo floor that drive the people or the human aspect of the way we do business? Because again, it's if we look back at the topic of the different generations within the workplace, is the one thing that we have to start paying attention very, you know, very laser focused on, you know, what do people want these days and how do we achieve that? How do we give them that so that they choose us to begin with and then they stay with us?
Right. Absolutely. And I think we all know that happy associates equals happy guests, right? I mean, it's definitely super basic, but I mean, you find the right folks that want, that have that hospitality just ingrained in them, right? I mean, that is just mm-hmm. something you can't train. You can't train somebody how to be nice and friendly. You really have to hire nice and friendly. And to your point, Michelle, make them want to stay with you for the long haul.
Yeah, absolutely. And then the other thing that I'm excited about too is that I believe that the choice of venue was on point. Not just because you're kind of center of the strip, but also the fact that this is the hospitality show. And if there is one property that knows how to deliver hospitality on the strip, in my opinion, is the Venetian, right? So I'm looking forward to even having lunch, what the lunch experience is going to be like, right? With all the different outlets that the resort has to offer. And then what's going to happen after the day is over and how different parties are going to be hosted or whatever the case may be. And the experience of staying on property and the experience of having those interactions with team members, which is definitely something that Stephanie and I will be paying a lot of attention to. But I'm very excited and looking forward to the fact that that is the resort that was chosen out of everything else that is available here in Vegas.
Completely agree. I downloaded the app this week and was looking through the list of attendees and was like, oh, I know them. I know them. I mean, it's just, it's going to be like homecoming day. It's going to be
right.
Awesome. It's going to be super fun.
That's so fantastic. And we hope that we get to catch up with you there.
Absolutely.
And get to chat and then we'll get a snippet of what you're feeling and how the experience has been so far for you. So maybe towards the end of the show, we'll find you.
Absolutely. That'd be awesome.
I was just thinking too, you know, now we're going to have all these hospitality professionals in the Venetian and it's just so hard for us to like shut it off that like, oh, here, let me help you. attending.
The worst experience is going to be riding the elevator. Like, who's going to be the first one to get off the elevator? Because, you know, everybody's like, no, please go. No, please go. No, please. You know, somebody just has to be like, fine, I will be the unhospitable one. I will get off.
That is hilarious. That is so true. Oh, my gosh. And everybody will be saying hello and goodbye to each other on the hallways, regardless. That's so funny. Picking up papers from the floor.
Yeah.
Awesome. Wiping down the counter in the bathroom.
Right. right?
Yeah. I hope to see that because I do that all the time and I don't see it often from guests. So I hope to see a lot of that. People out there, wipe the counter.
Right? It's what you can instill. I like that.
Right. Yes.
It's a good message.
Yes. Absolutely. And then also too, so we have your panel, but then, you know, all the other panels too, that I think they really chose these topics that are relatable to current times right now. And also too, of where we foresee the future, talking about, you know, with the technology and that personal touch, but then also too, with that younger workforce and, you know, how, what are we going to see in 5 years if we're not getting that engagement and building that positivity of how fun it is to be in hospitality? We're going to even be, you know, struggling even more for staff.
Without a doubt. I mean, I think, Stephanie, one of my biggest opportunities in the role I have is to mentor other people within the industry, right? I mean, I mm-hmm. think that's part of the job, is finding those individuals that, and help them grow their career, whether it's through, you know, I have coffee with a handful of people on a regular basis and talk about, you know, what's your next step and how can I help you? And what are the challenges you're having at work? And let's talk through them. But, you know, I think we all have a massive responsibility to make sure that the next generation is identified and falls in love with the industry like we did and doesn't leave.
Yes. Right?
There are so many leaders out there, Liz, that we get to talk to on a weekly basis, and everybody sings the same song, right? Mm-hmm. Mentoring people, creating that human connection. And I really don't think that line level candidates get to hear this enough. Mm-hmm. Because if they truly got to hear this enough of how at the very top, the leader is believing in the human kindness and how developing my team is what gives us that cutting edge, then they would choose easier, right? They would make that choice of joining the brand easier. This is a great area of opportunity, in my opinion.
Completely agree. Completely. And I think it's the little things that we do. I have a stack of postcards on my desk that says, just thank you for being awesome. And I try to send two out every week to just random people that I've engaged with this week or, you know, had some sort of great success within our company, just as a, because you're right. I think they don't realize sometimes how much opportunity they have and how much we appreciate them.
Like, yeah. I love that.
Yes. We're all going to be energized after this conference and going back to our hotels, and then be like even more energized to our guests, and the guests are be like, well, did you have too much coffee?
That is very true. That is very true. That's funny.
That's awesome. All right, Liz, we know that we're getting close to our time, our allotted time. Please tell us, what is the most memorable experience, WTF kind of moment, where when leadership would have walked the floor, things could have been different?
So, you know, I've thought about this, and perhaps I'm blessed because I try to forget bad things in a very short amount of time. But I will tell you that I have thought a lot about the good things that have happened to me when I travel. And, you know, where, you know, the leader is walking the floor because all of their associates are anticipating your needs, right?
Love
so you
it.
Show up with your three children and they pull out the treasure chest full of, you know, 50 cent tchotchkes that your children think are the best thing. Or you go swimming after a long day of being at Disney and there's towels in the pool and there's pool toys, right? Because you didn't bring pool toys with you, but it's something to keep them entertained. So I think, you know, you have a leader that walks the floor because you have a group of associates that are just anticipating guest needs. Even something as simple as having whipped cream and chocolate chips for my son to put on his waffle in the morning, like that makes his day. And therefore that makes my day, right? Because if they're happy, I'm happy and vacation is great. So I think to me, that's really what walking the floors does. And that's how you know you have an engaged leader more than anything else.
Absolutely. I love that story. And I think Stephanie and I are both on the same page on this, where we throw the question out there and many times we get this curveball of the positive and we embrace that because again, we not only learn from the failure, But we should also learn from that great experience. And how do we replicate that? And how do we do more of that? And how do we, you know, tell our team member, this was fantastic, and give them the details and the specific of what it is that they did that was so fantastic, so that they can continue doing that and everyone around them feels like, oh, they were recognized for that. I want to do some of that. So I love the story. Thank you so much for sharing.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity.
Absolutely. And I think also too, you know, we talk so much about the visual with walking the floor, like of the physical structure of the room, the hallways, but you know, you can really be able to tell a lot walking the floors and engaging with the employees. And the employees that aren't engaging are, you know, you're kind of like, what's going on? But then those ones that, like you had mentioned, with anticipating, and they want to have that conversation, they want to make your stay memorable. And you know, those things tell a lot too about the property.
Absolutely. I think I tell folks all the time, I've been to enough hotels, I can walk in a hotel and within 5 minutes, you know what type of culture that hotel has, you know how engaged that leader is, just on simple things, right? How clean is the parking lot? Did the front desk say hello? I mean, it's very telling. Super telling.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Liz, for joining us today. This was great. We are looking so forward to meeting you in person in Las Vegas.
Cannot wait.
And then, you know, seeing each other and seeing who's going to be the first one that gets out of the elevator.
Exactly. Awesome. Well, you guys have a wonderful weekend and thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, thank Liz. You. We'll see you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.